Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
8:14 now. We welcome back Dr. B. Good to talk to Dr. Brent Wallace. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing great. How about you?
Real good. Thank you, Dr. B. Dr. Brent Wallace, the Chief Medical Officer at People's Health. And today we're talking about the importance of taking medications on time and as prescribed. But Dr. B, a lot of times that's easier said than done.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be very difficult, especially if you're on a lot of different medications. But you really want to try to follow the instructions that your doctor gives you because it's really important for your health.
That's called medication adherence?
Yeah, that's what we call it. And it's really, you know, when we send a prescription into the pharmacy and they fill it, they put very specific instructions on the bottle. And that's really how we want you to take the medication. And we call that medication adherence.
I guess it wouldn't be a bad idea to review every now and then, huh? Because if you're taking the same thing over and over and over, you might forget. And it's a good idea to review on the bottle what it tells you.
Yeah, absolutely. You may have to put your glasses on because they make it pretty small, but it's important words.
Yeah, I'm wearing the wrong glasses today. You shouldn't have said that. Why is it so important to take medication correctly?
Yeah, really, it's if you skip a dose of your medication, it may make that treatment less effective, and that is going to worsen your health conditions, things like diabetes and high blood pressure. So you have to be very careful. There can be a lot of real serious consequences if you don't take the medications correctly or if you take too little. If you take too much, your body may not be able to handle it, and you can develop worsening side effects or really detriments to your health.
What are some examples of taking medicine incorrectly?
So we see all sorts of things, but if your doctor tells you to take one pill by mouth twice a day, that's exactly what they mean, once in the morning and once at night. It would be wrong if you take both pills at the same time in the morning, or you decide you're only going to take one pill, and it's absolutely never a good idea to just stop taking your medication altogether without talking to your doctor first.
We're talking to Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about the importance of taking your medications on time and as prescribed. So some reasons maybe why people don't take them as they are prescribed. Like, for example, if a patient were to come in and say, I feel fine, I don't need to take my medication, what would you say?
Yeah, that's a popular one. We hear that a lot. But keep in mind that you probably feel fine because your medication is working. It doesn't mean that you should stop it. Most medications for chronic diseases need to be taken continuously.
Why did you give me this medicine, Doc? Because I got a sore, because your shoulder was sore? Why'd you stop taking the medicine? My shoulder doesn't hurt, but now it's starting to hurt again. Well, that's why I gave you the medicine. So round and round we go. I don't like to take my medication because of the side effects.
Yeah, this is a real problem sometimes. So a lot of medications can have side effects, and most are relatively mild, but you always want to talk to your doctor because we can sometimes either change the way you take the medicine, for example, taking it with water or maybe taking it with milk or a little bit of food, maybe taking it a different time of the day, or we may need to change your medication completely to avoid those side effects. But don't just stop it and not talk to your doctor.
What about people that say the medications are too expensive to fill?
Yeah, this is a huge problem right now. Again, you want to speak to your doctor about it. There are usually lower cost alternatives. Generic medications cost less than the brands. So you want to speak with your doctor about what your options are. And then if you have Medicare, you want to look into something called Extra Help. It's a program that actually can lower your out-of-pocket drug cost for people that have limited resources or limited income. And you can apply for that Extra Help through the Social Security office or even online.
At ssa.gov/extrahelp, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. What about people that often say they don't understand how to take the medication?
Yeah, that's a real problem, too, and I think that is usually either there's so much going on in an appointment that you don't hear what your doctor's saying, or maybe the doctor didn't explain it well enough for you. So you can always call your doctor's office back or speak to the pharmacist. The pharmacist is a great resource for explaining why you're taking your medications and how you should take it. And the other thing to think about, when you're on a lot of medications, multiple meds, it can be really hard trying to time it out. And so don't be afraid to ask your doctor or the the pharmacist for a simplification. They can sometimes combine medications into one pill, so you're not taking so much at one time.
What about people having a hard time getting to the pharmacy?
Yeah, there are options for that. There's definitely home delivery, which really helps. They actually can deliver directly to your house or ship it to your house, so you don't have to worry about going to the pharmacy. And then the other thing I always encourage people to do is ask for a long-term supply of their medication. So rather than just 30 days, where you've got to figure out how to get it every month, ask for 90 days, because there's going to be more time in between the refills.
Is it often a problem for people when they get the prescription filled, the medication looks different than before, and they might be afraid to take it?
Yeah, this happens pretty often. Actually, it just happened to me a couple of weeks ago. And sometimes the pill can be, you know, round and orange, and suddenly it'll be a square and white. And that can be pretty scary for people because they don't know if the wrong medication got filled. What happens is different generic drug manufacturers may be used, and they may have a different size pill. So whenever you see a change in your type of pill, you want to talk to the pharmacist and confirm that it was filled correctly, just to make sure you're taking the right medication.
All right, let's take a break. It's 8:20, time for traffic now. We're talking to Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer for People's Health, about the importance of taking your medications on time and as prescribed. When we come back, we'll talk about some tips for sticking to a medication routine. Right now, let's look at traffic on WWL. 8:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Brent Wallace, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about the importance of taking your medications on time and as prescribed, which can be easier said than done. But now, Doc, you got some tips for us on sticking to a medication routine?
Yeah, there's a couple of things you can do, or you really should do, to make sure you're taking your meds as you should. And kind of the first one is to keep your bottles where you can see them. If you tuck them away in a drawer, you're probably going to forget to take them. So maybe put them on your nightstand or a bathroom counter where you'll see them and you'll be sure to take them. And some people use pill boxes.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You choose a pill box that's really brightly colored, that's going to also draw your attention. And I really like the pill boxes with daily compartments in them. So they'll have Monday through Sunday. You can fill them with the pills you need to take. And then if you're not sure if you took one, you can look in the box and you'll see, you know, if it's empty, you know you took it. And another thing some people do, especially with complex regimens of medication, is keep a calendar. It can be a digital calendar or on paper, just to make sure that you're taking the meds. You just check them off whenever you take them. It also allows you to kind of record any side effects you may have so you can talk to your doctor about those.
Documentation is really important, huh? Keeping a record of it, because you can get all jumbled up when you go to the doctor.
Exactly. And we love that when you come in and actually have a list for us saying, hey, these are all the things that happened. What can you do to help me?
What other tips do you have, Doc?
Yeah, the other thing that's really helpful is take your medications at the same time every day, and you can do that if you kind of pair it with a daily activity so you don't forget. So you're going to be brushing your teeth maybe every morning or at night or hopefully both. And so you can take your pills when you brush your teeth. And then, you know, maybe you drink coffee in the morning. You can keep them by your coffee maker, and that way you make your coffee and take your pills. One is going to remind you to do the other, and that's called habit stacking. And then another thing that's really useful, everybody has a cell phone. It's usually on them all the time. You can set reminder alarms on your cell phone, and there are even some apps you can download, free apps, that will actually help you manage your medications and make sure that you're taking them. And then this is really important, and this is when you get to that point where you're like, oh no, I don't have any more medications, I forgot to refill them. Many pharmacies have reminder programs that you can opt into, and they'll either text you or call you or email you to tell you that it's time to get your refills before you actually run out. What I choose to do is an auto refill program and then mail order on top of that. So that way you don't have to think about it. It comes automatically to you, or they call you with your new refill as soon as you're out. So that's great.
I found that pill box with the daily compartments is good for that too, because as you're working 7 days ahead, right? So you know if you're going to get run out of something and you can get ahead of it.
Yeah. While you're filling that week, if all of a sudden you run out on a Wednesday, you need to make sure you get to the pharmacy that week.
Yep. Thank you, Doc. A pleasure as always. Some very valuable information there. Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer at People's Health. You can find out more about People's Health by visiting the People's Health Medicare Center. That's in Metairie at 3017 Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Located between North Causeway Boulevard and Trader Joe's, appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. And you're going to want to remember that, because here we are August 20th, and before you know it, it's going to be Medicare open enrollment knocking on the door. You can also go to the website at peopleshealth.com or give us a call at 800-978-9765. That's how you get in touch with People's Health, peopleshealth.com, or call them at 800-978-9765. If you missed any of this, you can use the Odyssey app and use the rewind feature. We'll talk to Mike Haas when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 844, 16 till 9 here. Going out to California, you get to sleep late, huh? Not so fast, my friend. With that, we go to Mike Haas, who joins us from California. How you doing, Mike?
I am well. How are you, Tommy?
It's a little bit early, huh?
Yeah. Pacific time. It has a little bit of getting used to, but no, it's fine. Yeah.
Tell me about the practices so far. We had Dallas, then we got LA today, right?
Well, we had the Battle Royale on Tuesday in Oxnard, and hopefully today we will have a practice with the Rams in Woodland Hills. It's hard to tell between the Battle Royale and the actual plays how much work they did get done, but they did. They didn't stop. I really thought for a minute or two they were going to blow that horn and go, this is, this is crazy. But they didn't, and got some work done. They stopped short of doing the two-minute drill, which is actually a really good drill. Mm-hmm. But they knew that drill, the intensity of that drill would have been another melee, and so they called that part off and expect a completely different situation today with the Rams. It's a much more control. There's no fans. It's one of these things that the referees and the coaches, if you get control of it early, mm-hmm. And you're going to have some pushing and shoving. That stuff happens. It's the bench clears that you got to avoid. And so I think today's practice with the Rams, and they did this last year with the Rams, it's not open to the public. It'll just be, two teams who, quite frankly, have already been through a joint practice. The Rams went through a joint practice with Dallas last week, and preseason games. I think people are like, let's just practice. Nobody's got the extra energy to start pounding away at each other. So I really feel like today is going to be a really efficient practice.
You want a little bit of saltiness, though, right?
Yeah, you don't mind, guys. I think what I – and Deuce would back me up on this, is that when you got it's a weird kind of bonding, right? Mm-hmm. You got guys that are looking after their quarterback or looking after their wide receiver who have got nothing to do. They're not even in the play, but they see one of their teammates being taken advantage of, and so you jump in to help, and then 14 other guys jump in to help. So there's a little bit of chippiness. You don't mind that. That's competition. It's the grabbing the helmet, face mask, and dragging a guy to the ground, and the wrestling moves. You don't mind the competitive chippiness. It's just the brawls.
So the brawls aside, what stood out to you with the practice against Dallas?
It was easy for me. And now again, we split fields up. They practice on two fields at the same time. Mm-hmm. So Jeff was over with the defense. Deuce kind of splits his time in the middle, and so I was with the offense. And to me, unquestionably, the biggest thing that I took away from it was the connection between Tyler Shuck and Chris Olave. The Saints did not throw it deep. They didn't throw 40-yarders. They weren't throwing like they did with Jacksonville, throwing these deep passes. Dallas was on the other side. But the Saints worked really kind of their medium to intermediate routes, and Tyler and Chris Olave's timing deep outs just was outstanding. Chris would catch it, get 2 feet in, So I thought that was just, I mean, that's what you wanted to see. Tyler threw one pick, but for the most part, he was, I felt, as on target, especially with his timing routes, as he has been the entire practice. And it was a lot of Chris Olave. We've seen him, Tyler, you know, kind of finding Juwan Johnson. You know, he's just, you know, escape route. And he did, but, man, the amount of times that he was able to connect with Chris Olave on some back shoulders, on some deep outs, some across the middle, you know, 15, 20 yards, that was just really, really impressive.
Now, brawl aside, that work is critical when you look at the preseason schedule and how much time you have to get on the same page, quarterback and receivers, right?
Very much so, and that's what we're going to see again today. We're going to see the starters again today. You know, so we, and, you know, as many of them that can play, and fewer reps with the two. So you'll go ones, pretty heavy, and then you'll two some, threes, and beyond some as well, because the twos are going to start on Saturday. I mean, you got a preseason game, a day and a half, you know, Saturday. So then it'll be very similar to the Jacksonville game. The ones will play a lot today, the guys who can go, and then the twos and threes will play a lot on Saturday. But the twos and threes, I mean, you got some guys that are in some very important battles because of the injury situation with Jordan Tyson, because of the injury situation with Alvin Kamara, Aldrick Estime. I mean, you got, you know, Mason Tipton still out. You're going to see a lot of guys in the game on Saturday that are going to be looking to make an impression. And now, just beyond the impression, there's spots on this roster that may be available because we don't estimate a situation, Alvin's situation. You're going to get Kendre Miller and Devin Neal, the running backs, back. They both practiced against Dallas. We hadn't seen them much in this training camp. So they're going to practice today. Hopefully, I'm just saying kind of limited today. I want to see them. Jeff Novak talked about this yesterday. See them in a game. They need to get through a preseason game healthy. So I think you'll see them some today, but Kendre Miller and Devin Neal's health, as you look to the beginning of the season, depending on Alvin's situation, depending on Aldrick Estime, and I'm not ruling out Ty Chandler as well, but and those two guys, pretty important couple of events. We practice today with the Rams and then the Rams preseason game to get in there, have some good runs, and stay healthy.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We can back Mike Haas live from California talking about the Saints. 8:51, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Mike Haas, voice of the Saints. Mike, as the voice of the Saints, you got to be as acquainted with the roster as anybody, because you got to know whose number you're calling and what they're up to and all that stuff. So give me some of the more interesting position battles as you see people trying to make this team. Give me some names.
Well, I feel like, you know, Christian Boyd, Tyree Williams, if you're looking at, so you have to kind of take the injured guys out, right? Mm-hmm. And so in the start, like, Godshaw got hurt. I think the position battles at cornerback, because Quincy Riley got hurt, so you have Martin Emerson, who's been kind of a backup, but he's playing more. Isaac Yiadom. You have guys because of injury. Now, it was that position, the quarterback position, was already pretty it wasn't deep. I won't call it lean, but I won't call it deep either. Mm-hmm. And there's some interesting battles going on at linebacker. They moved Chris Rumpf, the linebacker. Of course, you've got Caden Ellis and Pete Werner. They're set. But you've got, you know, that so some other players there, Isaiah Stallburg, Deion Jones, Debo from Jesuit and LSU. So I feel like the linebacker, defensive line, cornerback, they probably have the battles. And then on the offense, it's really going to be who the receivers, you know, with Jordan Tyson out. You get Bub Means, Kevin Austin. You know, you have your two rookies, Lance and Berrion Brown. Bele, of course, is solid. But because you got Tipton out, Jordan Tyson out, Jalen Polk retired, and kind of, you know, the number that who they may keep, and Jordan will probably start the season, you know, I shouldn't say probably, possibly on IR, which would free up a spot. So there's to me, they're in a pretty good situation. You have position battles, but these position battles aren't ones, or in some cases aren't even twos. So you're pretty solid ones and twos when you get people back from injury. You got Estime out and Kamara out. How long is going to be the question? So again, same situation. You got ATN or HN, and you're going to have other guys, Miller and Neal, and you want Alvin back as soon as you can. So I think they're in a pretty good situation. They need to get through this practice, the Rams game and the Dallas game, as injury-free as possible.
Amen to that. What's the matter with Estime? I lost track of that.
Ankle injury. He didn't come out. He got hurt in the Jacksonville preseason game, so he's in New Orleans.
No, he's not even in California.
Nope.
Gotcha. Hi, Mike. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Have a good day of practice today.
You bet. Thank you. Talk to you later.
What's the weather been like?
It's been nice. 70s, sometimes in the 80s in the afternoon.
Mm. It's going to be...
Yeah, so I don't want to say it too much because I know it's going to get a lot of heat, and I don't want to, you guys are suffering, and I'm sorry.
It's going to be hotter than hell's bottom here.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.